We have game balls once again this week for a winning effort. Offense, Mike, David Bakhtiari and Randall Cobb. Maybe explain what both did so well. Larry mentioned the offensive line really on their P's and Q's, and then Randall Cobb, what a game.
David Bakhtiari had a huge matchup with Trent Cohen. Graded out extremely high, just technically sound. Obviously, didn't give up any pressures or in a pass-heavy game. It was a big assignment. Did a great job. And Randall's statistics speaks for himself. I mean, he's just a playmaker, and he's on fire right now.
Defensively, Mike, you guys decided on Julius Peppers, Latroy Guyon, and Casey Hayward. Now with Julius and Casey, obviously they had the big returns for touchdowns. Latroy Guyon, he is turning out to be a heck of an addition. I mean, he makes a couple things happen every game.
No doubt about it. I mean, just the penetration, particularly in the run defense over and over again, very active in there. And he's doing a great job of keeping the offensive lineman off our linebacker. So he played very well, and obviously the big plays with Julius and Casey.
Special teams, we already talked about Micah Hyde, who had the punt return for a touchdown. But Brad Jones, very active game, 4 tackles on special teams.
Oh, big time. I mean, Brad was all over the place, had impact plays, and just doing it right. And I think people forget, Brad in his younger years was our top special teams player. And so that performance is just like the old days.
Mike, since we have a moment, I want to talk about the end of the last two games. Now, against the Bears, the final 5:36, you guys put together 9 straight running plays to run out the clock. Against Eagles, got the punt blocked, and that's not good. However, they get the ball 1st and 5 at the 5. Mm-hmm. 4th down comes, it's 4th and 4 at the 4, and you keep them out of the end zone. Is that a terrific statement to make at the end of those kinds of games?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's opportunities for other players that don't get to play in those types of situations. So, and just to play that particular series how you normally would, I thought was important for us as a defense. And our guys did a great job keeping them out of the end zone.
We have to acknowledge some special guests here today because they're not here very often. Your parents are here today, right in the front row, Joe and Ellen. And very quickly, Mike, what do your parents mean to you? How do they make you out to be what they are? No. No.
They're why I'm here. They're why I get to hang out with Lance on TV. They created this opportunity for me.
They should have shot for higher goals than that. Next up, our final segment of the Mike McCarthy Show. Stay with us.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. Mike, this week it's the Minnesota Vikings, and normally you get ready for the ear-splitting noise in the dome, but this time around it's outdoors, TCF Stadium. Is that something that you have to prepare differently for?
Definitely. It's a new environment. We're playing on field turf in an outdoor stadium, so our preparation will reflect that. And hey, this is a salty rivalry, and always has been. And anytime we go over there, it's a tough game.
I can't believe we've almost gone this whole show without mentioning Eddie Lacy. Yeah. Now, like every other game, he did a couple of crazy good things in the Eagles game. And what's really interesting, he's got a heck of a spin move, but the way tacklers seem to, it's not like they fall off, they ricochet off him. I mean, it's a distinct running style all his own.
No doubt. He's very powerful, and I think we're now seeing the complete game of Eddie Lacy. I mean, he had another 100-yard game. Didn't even play in the fourth quarter. So, his ability, obviously, to run downhill, catch the checkdowns, the underneath passes, and his protection keeps getting better. So he's put together a heck of a string here.
Mike, good luck up in Minnesota.
Thank you, Lance.
All right. You've been watching the Mike McCarthy Show. We'll talk to you after the Minnesota Vikings game.